campus and student news. The Pulse.
We are going to move on now to a student-based story, however not one from our very own city of Nottingham. We are heading further up north than Lottie's from. We are going all the way up to Durham. And Emily, I'm going to come to you again to read the story, please.
Oh, well, you could have told me that up with a bit of warning.
Okay, has anyone got the story up?
I do have the story. So basically, the story goes, that my webpage can't connect to the internet. The story goes that students in Durham have been outside queuing on the street in order to secure accommodation. So as any other students will know, the time when you get to, you know, kind of October, November, it all starts to get rather intense as people struggle and fight for student houses, and landlords tell you, after looking around probably the worst house in your life, you'd better come visit us soon because this is sure going to be snapped up quickly. And this is sure the case in Durham as well. So they've queued on the street overnight, and amid kind of big claims that there's absolutely no accommodation, rising rent costs mean that people are kind of struggling to find somewhere that they're able to afford. And I believe that, like, I think from what I've read, there's kind of very few different estate agents in Durham, and there's a couple of very much main ones for students, and so they've all gone to kind of try and secure something. So students are, you know, like, signing up for houses without having even viewed them, paying for, like, deposits and holding fees without viewing them. And the university had said that it anticipated pressure on the private rental market due to the increases in rent, but the issue was receiving its urgent attention. The SU had described the housing market in the city as broken, and were claiming that they were putting students' welfare and education at risk. Obviously for students, you go from kind of a fairly easy process of guaranteeing first year accommodation to then very much this stress of kind of very quickly choosing something, signing in something. So I suppose really what my main question would be is, do we think that there should be some kind of rules around letting agencies maybe not being able to put things on the market quite so early, or maybe having to stagger putting them on the market? You know, basically, what are your guys' ideas of how we can better manage the situation? Because I'm sure we all agree it's a similar issue in Nottingham, albeit not quite so extreme.
Well, Eleanor, you're first year, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
So you must be in this situation now of trying to find a house.
Yeah, definitely. There's discussion around it. I was kind of hoping I'd be able to wait till nearer to Christmas time to kind of decide if I really wanted to live with the people, but everyone just starts discussing it, so you kind of have to if you want to get a good house, get people that you want to live with. So it is a bit stressful. I have no idea how I'd manage it better because I literally haven't even looked at a house yet, so it's not really area of expertise.
It's not something, I think that is one thing that people always, for sort of, you know, when you get your uni advice before you move in, that is not something that I had ever been informed of, that I would have to start deciding who I'm going to live with and finding a house so quickly.
I remember going to my first seminar and one of my classmates was like, oh, do you know how I sign this? And she was signing her lease. Oh. And this was obviously like, what, 2 weeks in? Like, it was.
No, I know like a couple insane people that are like quite hot, like, you know, the really, really posh private school people that knew each other all before they came here.
Like, social circles.
Yeah, and they just kind of like have already signed a house, I think, like 2 weeks in. But other than that, no one's. I mean, people are definitely talking about it, but I don't know. It's stressful, but I haven't even really looked at a house yet, so. There's a lot of drama that goes along with it. Now, which I kind of knew, but yeah.
What is slightly beneficial for us here in Nottingham is there are a lot of letting agents. There are three different areas where students tend to live, and we are a bigger city than the City of Durham. The City of Durham is a lovely city. It's very quaint, but it is small. So, Lottie, I can't actually remember. Are you third year?
I'm second year.
Second year. So you do still have another year of this to go through, but you're practiced at it now. So have you got a house ready for next year yet? Or because Emily and I are done, we're not finding any more student houses. No. But are you on the hunt already then?
No, not at all. I don't feel any sense of urgency, which is quite bad to be honest. Because I just my experience last year. I know it's obviously different and it's evident in this story, but last year I didn't secure my house until I think May, and my house is really like fine. It's I'm living like in a townhouse connected to halls, so that's quite a plus. Like, we get access to all like the kind of like cinema room and gym and all that, but it's
that's
like
cool.
Our own house. But yeah, like I don't know my plans for next year, so like I've just not really got any urgency to start looking really. But I did sign up for like the early release of student cribs houses because we viewed a lot last year, and I don't know about them as a company, to be honest. They're a bit dodgy is not the right word, but I've just heard a lot of stories about student cribs, so yeah.
So as well as, you know, the comparisons we have to make between things, our uni would probably never have to step in any way, because there's more. The infrastructure probably is slightly better, but then again, Nottingham is a big student city. We obviously have two huge universities. So, Em, I'm going to ask you this. That Durham University has said a lot without really saying anything. They've said it's bad, which we can all see, and they've said, you know, that the housing market is broken. Do they need to sort of be taking action? Do they need to be, A, limiting the amount of students they sort of allow in? Do they need to be opening up new, specifically non-first-year halls of residence? Do they need to be taking more action? Because at the end of the day, they surely are at risk of losing students if people can't live there. Or do they need to be sort of providing funding or schemes, bursaries, whatever it may be, so that they can afford the house prices in that area?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think it's D, all of the above. Like, it's, I mean, I think one of the major issues that they've said with this is that there's a big worry of kind of the lower class students on lower incomes basically being priced out of the city. You know, they're late getting the fairly cheap accommodation. They're then stuck with a house that's kind of packaged in with all the bills, obviously with all the rising kind of cost of living and gas and electricity and things. Landlords are sticking the prices up. I think there was an example given where a house had gone from £85 per week to £189 per week, which is just an astronomical increase. You know, it's more than doubled. So I think really of those options, yes, I agree. I think all should be kind of looked at and possible avenues. But I think very much the first and kind of initial issue that should be sorted out is bursaries, funding and help for those who simply are going to be pushed out of the city. I think that's kind of a temporary and short-term solution for this year, and then I think for kind of future generations of Durham students there needs to be kind of big questions on how are we going to manage this, because I'm sure Durham's a very, you know, good university. I'm sure they are kind of ever expanding their courses, their number of students, but I think they need to look at how they can kind of provide the infrastructure for that. And I think that is very much a question of like second year housing, sort of university housing, maybe doing something like what Warwick do. I know Warwick have like a student, they kind of link up with the landlords and kind of pair people up and that kind of thing. Yeah, just something to limit quite such the rush all at one go.
Yeah. Lottie, I'm going to come back to you simply because Eleanor's not really had to experience any of this just yet.
Yeah.
But do you think, so we've talked about what the uni could do, but do you think, you know, the landlords are justified in, you know, in doing it the way they're doing it? Do you think they're to blame, or do you think they're just, you know, doing what's best for them as well? Because obviously they need the income to be able to have these houses and, you know, do whatever. But do you think they deserve part of the blame and should be doing more to try and help students, or do you think it's not really down to them?
I think they absolutely have, like, most of the responsibility, landlords, because, like, just the way that landlords treat their, like, tenants is just and problem in itself. Like, they're very money hungry, and I mean arguably all business people are, but they take advantage of the fact that this is the first time I've ever done this. Like, we have absolutely no experience with, like Emily was saying, like signing leases and all this. It's all new to us on top of attaining a degree, which is also new to us. So I think they definitely take that for granted in like the prices that they put out to people and things. And I mean, I think universities accommodating students and landlords accommodating students, it's always going to be an inherent issue with attending university. I mean, like this year Manchester, I think it was Man Met students, they were getting put up in houses in Liverpool and having to commute, which I just think is
literally
insane.
Were no houses for them, weren't there?
Like, yeah, like they had to do, like, I think it's an hour on train, but they had to do that every time to attend their lectures. So I think it's always going to be a problem regardless of kind of the political climate that we're living in and like the economic situation. I think it's always just going to be very difficult to kind of, yeah, work your way around, I think.
Yeah. Sorry. I was kind of just really, really processing that then and forgot that I had to do a hosting job. So, Eleanor, are you scared now?
No, I was kind of aware of it. I mean, I've had like two older brothers obviously go through it, and because I did a gap year, like all my friends have spoken about how stressful it is. I actually like do have a friend in Durham as well who managed to avoid the queue thing because she had a friend who knew a private landlord, so she was able to acquire a house with ease. But I think it's definitely, it doesn't stress me out massively because I don't think they've fully released all the houses yet, have they? It's like the 5th of November, something like that, when they fully release the list. So
like the first stage of the case.
Yeah. So I'm relaxed till then.
Okay. So we open this up to everyone now, this question. Em mentioned Warwick University sort of programming where they have a relationship with all the landlords, whereas I know we don't have the same issue, you know, at the current time in Nottingham with the amount of sheer amount of landlords that we have. But do we think that that is the best solution? Do we think it shouldn't just be down to one or the other? Obviously, Lottie, you've said that, you know, it really is mainly the landlord's responsibility. But the uni surely has a duty of care over all of its students and should be providing some sort of assistance. Is the best option without making the uni fork out more money, without forcing them into building new halls, is the best option to start developing a relationship between landlords in the area and universities?
I think yes, and I think it's also a case of very much publicising the help that is available to students. So I think, as we've all kind of discussed, there is that idea of fear-mongering and kind of forcing you into getting a house early. But I think, you know, we have a great students' union advice who I've dealt with them for various housing issues over my 3 years, and they've been incredible. But when I've spoken to friends, they didn't even realise they existed. And I think they're a service that, for instance, should be used way more often, you know, reading over contracts, like, you know, helping out with landlord issues, just telling you what your rights are as a renter. Because for most of us, it is our first time living away from home, and we're doing it in a kind of, not prejudice, but like a very kind of unusual climate, in that we do get taken advantage of as groups of students. You know, we're not just a private renter looking for a flat as adults. I think that alone has its own, you know, difficulties. But I think students can kind of be seen as a target if they're a bit naive, they're panicking, you know, it's they're in week two of living away from home, and it kind of gets taken up, you know, that fear kind of gets used. So I think, yeah, I think it's a case of universities working with the landlords and then also really pushing and promoting the fact that they're doing that to make it very aware to students.
So for any University of Nottingham students that might be listening, whether you're in the Portland building or you're at home or you're friends with one of us and you're just being really nice and tuning in, we will just make you aware that actually the students' advice where they will talk to you about houses is actually right next to our studios. It is on the C floor in Portland building. If you come towards the media zone and keep walking straight on, the double doors right at the end is where the Students' Union of Advice is for housing. They are very good. I've never fortunately had to go do anything with them myself, but I know plenty of people that have and cannot recommend it enough. Any closing words from Lottie or Eleanor before we go to another song break and then come back for a different story?
I think just like we've kind of said all the negatives of it, but don't try and stress too much about housing. I think there's always alternatives that you can find close to the time, like try and do it in enough time, but you don't want to be living with people you hate and like have a horrible year. So like give it time and I think it will fall into place eventually.
Yeah. How are you going to take all of this advice you've just heard, Eleanor?
Yes, I will. Take it on my
Rush it. I actually didn't find my third year house until January, I don't think.
I didn't get my second year house until February.
Yeah, so there is still time.
I agree that living with people you like and having kind of settled friendships is, you know, if you have a slightly mouldy house, it's so much better if you're living with people you like.
No,
having
yeah,
this beautiful house but not wanting to leave your room.
Yeah.
So
also, the beautiful houses are few and far between anyway in Nottingham, so you might as well just wait and get a bog standard one.
Campus Nottingham. And student news. The Pulse.